Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Glory Radio, simply glorious. In spreading the gospel to the world, we have designed a streaming radio broadcast for every believer. This word, worship, and witness-filled broadcast streams live every week. Access episodes on demand 24 hours a day. Subscribe to our iTunes podcast and take UDR wherever you go. Visit us online at urbangloriecampaigns.webs.com. Also find us at twitter.com/urban_glory and like us on Facebook. Enjoy today's broadcast.
Lynn. Book Erica Lynn and purchase her music at facebook.com/ericallynnmusic.
Well, this is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and are glad in it. You know, this is a wonderful time, Thursday nights, where we study the Word of God. To get into the Word of God collectively and systematically. And so tonight we're going to be in an interesting commentary. I'm going to give a commentary affirming our nature in Christ. Basically, God reproducing himself in us. And as we go through the Word today, I think you're going to be expanded in your heart to believe what God has done, not only for us, but also in us. All right, let's pray and get right into the lesson. Father, we do thank you and praise you for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made. We rejoice and are glad We thank you for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. It is the authority of your word that gives us confidence to make boldly known the mysteries of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I lean in the pen of the Holy Spirit as educator and guide to give us clear articulation of speech and deliberation of thought. As I make manifold known the wisdom of God, Holy Spirit, I say, have your way. Do what only you can do. Anoint the people's ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. And Father, in everything that shall be accomplished and revealed, you be glorified. For it is in Jesus' precious name that we do praise you and give you glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. We're going to give a commentary on affirming our identity in Christ. Let's begin with Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And please take note of the scriptures because I think it's going to lead us into our new subject and commentary. It's going to help qualify some of the comments that are going to be made in the future. And so I just believe God to simply give us insights. And I think that actually let's begin at Colossians. All right. I was saying Ephesians, and the Lord said, yeah, you'll get to Ephesians, but let's start with Colossians because I think this is where we are given this mandate. Amen. Amen. You know, I have so much that I can go to there. Amen. All right, let's go into Colossians, and then we'll head to Ephesians, and then we'll go into other scriptures. Amen. But let's begin with this. We're affirming, we're giving commentary on our nature, our divine nature, and it's a revelation of who we really are, what we really have, and what we can do. That's what we're talking about. Who are we really in God's eyes? You know, whenever we say that, according to Genesis 1:28, that man was created in his image and his likeness, man was given divine and innate abilities that we must tap into, and that's what salvation brings. Salvation, the root of salvation means deliverance, or to bring us back into that state in which we can achieve connection with God, where we can develop character from God, where we can have clarity on the things that God would have us to do. And then we can also rid ourselves of conformity to the ways of the world. And from all of those things, from the clarity and the call and the character and the considerations that we receive from God and not conforming to the ways of the world, we then find out that we have creative ability. We have creative ability from God to alter our lives to whatever we need to achieve those experiences which God has given us to achieve. And, of course, everything that hinges on our life of faith is based on our desire to see that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven in our lives. And, you know, it's some things I was thinking about, some things that we were discussing, just some believers. And it really is a very serious matter when the body of Christ does not know what they have and who they are and what they can do. It's a travesty when they don't know that they embody what they house. Their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit has been placed in your life to empower you to achieve God's will so you can experience the supernatural, have an enlightenment of mind, have encounters that that provide evidence for your faith. And so those areas in our lives awaken us to this nature. And until a believer really takes the time to say, you know, I am who I am, I know what I have, and then do what they can do, then all of the riches that we have been enriched with in Christ then just simply remains rhetoric. And it's amazing how we can hold and tote Bibles. There was a post that I posted earlier today. Those of you on social media can look on my page and just to see the regard and the fervency that that God had given to the Chinese. There was a Chinese group of people who were receiving the word of God. They had heard the gospel and accepted Jesus by faith, but they were believing God to receive the word of God. So when they got the word of God, the way we just tote around Bibles, I mean, we can place an app on our under heaven. Amen. Hold for 1 second. Praise the Lord. I apologize about that. Amen. So there we see that if we continue in the faith, grounded and settled and not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard and which are preached and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I am Paul, made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up with that which is behind the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. So it is our goal to fulfill God's word. And this goes on to say, this is the mystery which has been hidden from ages, from generations, but now it's made manifest. And do you realize that it's still made manifest today? To whom he would make known what is the riches of the glory among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So it is our nature that Christ is within us, because we house the body. We have his body, and through him we have preeminence. Of course, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So the scripture is clear of who we are, what we have, and what we can do. And it's this preaching that we do, teaching every man in all wisdom, that they might present themselves perfect in Christ Jesus, whereto we labor, striving according to the working which worketh in us mightily. So this is something that motivates us to do God's will. Amen. So let me give you this. Let me give you these notes, and then I'm going to be through for the night. This is a brief commentary. It is when we know our source and know our assignment that God empowers us with the authority to act on his behalf. And the more knowledge that we have about who we are and what we have and what we can do, the more we'll experience those things off of the pages of the scripture as the power of God. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God hath prepared that we should walk in them. Ephesians 5:1 and 2 says, be therefore imitators of God as beloved, and walk in love, even as Christ hath loved you and gave himself for us. And then it says, Galatians 4:19, my little children, of whom I am again travail until Christ be formed in us. For it is God that worketh in us, 1 Corinthians 2:13, to do what is good, work and will do according to his good pleasure. So 2 Peter 3:8 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Colossians chapter 1 says, for this cause is the day we heard it, but we don't cease to pray, that God may make known for you, and that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and spiritual wisdom and understanding. So it's important that we can keep these things in mind as we grow into the nature and the wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to come back on this teaching maybe Sunday. I might come back on Sunday and give this commentary a little more expansive, because I think it's important as to where we're going in the next lessons and sets of teachers. We're reformatting the broadcast, and some great things are underway. But keep listening and keep walking according to the Word of God. Thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. God bless you, and good night.